Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Genesis 49:1-4. And Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather together so that I can tell you what shall befall you." A man is about to pray for his children. See what he's saying. In the last days, gather together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel, your father. Jacob, flesh. Israel, spirit. Jacob, the cheater or the cheat. Israel, the one with covenant. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength. The word strength there means success. It was when I had you that I started doing well. Are you with me? The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel. Now, if a man has 12 sons and he starts the prayer with this one, if you are there, would you? I don't want to hear what you want to say. Let me, I gotta move out of this place, man. I have to move to Toronto or Ontario. I don't want to hear what the man, this man is old, man. He's senile. He's saying about it that bad. Look at, he said, you will not, no. He said, you shall not. That means if anybody prays for you to not work, your father as today, I'm telling you, I kept this thing. I was waiting for you. He said, you will not excel. Why? Because you went up to your father's bed. Somebody came to, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Uluashanu, Uluashanu, Uluashanu. Luashanu, Luashanu. A lady came to me. She met me at a program and she was uncomfortable. You know those people that we just see in one in prophetic streams? Hey, Pastor, I've been trying to. You don't know my location, Abby, Maryland. I've been trying to see. Where did you go to? I'm not in Badagrio. It's Maryland, though. Where I say you have been trying to. You have been trying to. Nobody rewards effort. We reward result. I'll marry. Marry. Stop promising. Nobody is ever truly ready. To marry, marry. Nobody is ever truly ready. The lady came to Emmy Conley. Those of you watching from UK and America, you have to be following us in the spirit too. Because we are on a different level now. People will be The lady came to me and said, she said she was engaged to someone, and they came to church and they were sleeping with each other in the children's church. Nobody was around that day. The guy is one of the children teachers also. Is this boy Reuben? You know, Reuben has many sons. You know, since that day, it's as if they even closed. Are you still in church? Are you still here? You know, people come to the pastor and they say, "Oh, pastor, pray, pray." They will not say what they did. Pastor Lamde, oh, they are waiting for you to prove your prophetic anointing. I don't have. Well, you that you came for counseling, tell us what you did. I know they pray again, no? And next week, I was. Tell me what you did. Where did you go to? The lady came, met the brother. They started doing some things in the children's church. The brother did not feel it, but the lady felt it like something closed on top. Since that day, going from prophetic streams to different place, praying for mercy, that it's like something has changed inside her. I told her, I can't pray for you. That's why I told her. Hey, you see, I'm wicked. I mean. You must know what God wants you to pray about, so you will not be part of people's sin. Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly. So what I did, I checked my spirit and I told her, go back to your pastor. Let him assist you. She told me, I know the pastor. I know the church. Let your pastor lead you through restoration. If I do it, it will be partial. To be partial. Because when you go back to church now, they will tell you, because she's in the media team, oh yeah, yeah, project the scripture. They will not allow you to focus on your restoration. But if your pastor knows that you are struggling or there's something going on, he will tell them to relieve you of certain duties for now. Sit down in front. Be hearing the word of God. Nobody should call you to project scripture. So, Brother Ruben, he was the one who started the matter. His father went out. He had been eyeing his father's girlfriend. It's because of girlfriend that he collected cause. Not even the girl is not even the man's wife. The girl is a side chick. Because of side chick, you now collected eternal cause. So the question is, Baba, you too should be a man of God. What are you doing with side chick? But Baba Tishekwe, Baba don't curse already. Baba's judgment is in God's hand, but Baba decided his son's judgment. What am I saying to you? There are things that you can do that can make your life and your journey extremely difficult. And prayer may not be enough. Be careful. Am I still preaching the word of God? I heard a pastor preach sometime on Facebook. They posted, he said, fornication does not remove, does not stop you from being a Christian. Who saw a video like that? So how many of you have started fornicating since then? You see, I think the problem is that I don't think I'm a bold person, because some of these people are saying very bold things. Me, I'm just maintaining your Tina. When Jesus comes, he will ask all of us to line up. When we line up, he just asking, what are you doing there? You enter, go and be there. Swimming pool there. Go there and be enjoying yourself. Where is that one that said that fornication? I want to see where is your which country said Nigeria again? Bring it to me. I know of you that were liking the post, Eto. Some people saw a post, they say, I wish this is true. That well, the stress is even too much. Some people are hoping that they will hear a news that God died. That there's no heaven or hell again. It will not. God is alive. It will not happen. It's not a dream. There's heaven, there's hell. God is not going to die. Somebody say, even if there's no heaven, there's no hell, I will serve him. Ironies, sir. If there's no hell, no, you will not follow God. People do. We forget that. You want to tell me that you are spiritual? You were. You. That there's no hell. If there's no heaven, there's no hell. You will still follow Jesus. Jesus came to prevent you from going to hell. Don't worry. Just follow him. Don't be too right. You can't be more righteous than God. God knows you are going to hell. He came to save you from hell. You now came and said, I love him so much, even without even knowing hell. I know, I have said it before, even me. But now I realize that if I check my heart of heart, no hell, nothing like hell, that once I die, that's it. Yeah. Go in trouble. This brother, by right, was supposed to continue the lineage of Abraham. There was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Reuben. That's where it was supposed to be. Reuben. He was the first. But there seemed to be a problem in Abraham's lineage. The firstborns don't make it. As righteous as they are, Ishmael was rejected. It was given to Isaac. Esau was rejected. It was given to Jacob. Do you know that Esau, he also loved women. He had two wives. He doesn't cut his coat according to his cloth. He's a man of variety. He loves variety. He loves odd colors. Extreme dark, extreme fair, or light skinned, chocolate. He likes them in a particular way. And he followed his heart. And he was successful. and he loved good food. When it was time for him to step up to receive his destiny, he was rejected. And we thought, if you read the Old Testament, sir, you will think that it was because of food. It was the New Testament that later explained to us that he was rejected because he was a fornicator. Women. You know, your dad is the same thing that happened to him. Even though he was married to one wife, but there was one issue, one story about something. About the woman on the next street. You said it was what they do in their time. It didn't start in their time. This guy, the family, had a plague. And they did not address it. Now, a young man is rejected again. Not completely because of his error, but because nobody stepped up in the family to say, stop this curse. Start the blessing. Be mindful. Take your time to think and reflect. Our brother is starting his new family now. This is the time to start thinking and praying. There might be certain things you may want to address in your life. And you want to take your time for the next 3 months. You are praying. Your own personal prayer with God. You are praying. Lord, take away this thing. There was a woman I prayed for that had cancer. Nobody lives beyond 60 years in their family. So I prayed for her and she got healed. To greet me, Pastor. I was so happy to see her. She's now, I think, 63 or 64. She's the first in the family to cross that line. Elderly woman. Huh? She's 7 now. 67. She should have been dead 7 years ago. See this Jesus. You must know why you are following him. You. Your own reason. I have checked. I have nowhere to go. I have no one to call on. If I have a problem now, I don't know what to do. People will disappoint you. So, just leave me. If you don't want to follow Jesus, it's fine. Go to hell. Me. Just allow me. I may not be perfect, but let me just be following him. It was Pastor Devan that said, I love the way he was. And in the way that he trod. His spirit is all over me. He's guiding me safely. So when you hear patriarchs like that and they are talking, it's experience. Things have happened. Our brother faltered because of a little indiscretion. There are people, and I'm not saying this to scare you. There are people, if you have anything to do with them, they are glory snatchers. Please, don't argue with your keeper. Don't ask me for it. I'm talking about people I've ministered to, I've spoken to. I once prayed for a lady who said, once you have anything to do with her, she has a padlock. She unlocks it. She mentions your name and locks it. That's it. When I commanded the spirit to come out of her, it was a male voice that answered me. Say, she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. If you have power, show yourself. She's mine. She's mine. Daddy! The guy became a pastor in MFM. I just thought I'd be going because my own church, now had a song with a single. Now dance with the dance. We are the happiest people on campus. The church we started. We are always singing and dancing. So when she told me she joined, I said, go. That's what you need, though. Before that guy comes back. So just... She became the general secretary of the fellowship. Say, my father, my... I said, just the fire on. Because just stay there. Say, I want to follow you. Don't follow me, oh. Now dance with the dance here, oh. Put up that scripture. Why would a father, a prophet, couldn't he have done anything to help his own son? Please, you have to be careful. There are lines you don't cross. The Bible says, do not remove the ancient landmark. There are things that when you touch, to make it to be very hard. The people around, and now you will know that there's a problem, is that somebody will be selling pure water beside you, you will buy land. You will be in Chevron. You will not have savings. That's the price of a course doesn't respect your degree. If you like, have PhD, pull him down. If there's a course in your life and you don't address it, even if you are working in Chevron, it will not benefit you. Put up that scripture. He said, you went up to your father's bed. Now, let me just say this by the side, and this may not really have to do with sexual sin. Whoever represents a father to you at any level, biological, spiritual, it could even be career. Some people are like your mentors in the corporate space and they guided you, showed you the way. Be careful what you do behind them that relates to them. It's possible you honor me when I'm in front of you. But you see, behind them, they have eyes. A regional director in Dangote asked for my number that wanted to us to be praying together. So the person in between also asked that, should I give him? I said, the people have been praying for all these days. They are applying for job. They want to get married. Give me the number of the one, two that has already made it, so that we can be fellowshipping together. So we just laughed over it. The man is a Christian anyway, but he's a very big man. But you know, something happened around that man. And recently, one of our sons in this house, you know, God blessed him, promoted him, according to the word of the Lord. Received a letter as an area manager in the same organization. They denied him. They frustrated him. He wanted to leave. He came here and I said to him, give me 6 months. That was March. And about 2 weeks ago, he was informed that he had been promoted. And last week, his letter came in. And we had that conversation. The man, this regional director, played a major role in that transaction. Anybody that you publicly claim to look up to, but you despise in your mind, cannot bless you. Even if it's an unbeliever. This brother went up to his father's bed. He didn't see any quiet place in the room. He didn't see any tree. In those days, when we were in the village, you go inside the bush, you see different trees. He did not see any tree. But his father's bed is like a water bed. So he wanted to impress the side chick. Took her there. Baba went to farm. You stayed back. When Baba came, he knew that something had happened there. And he kept quiet for years. Be careful. There are things that you can do that will mark you, disqualify you. Nobody will know. They will be joining you to pray. But you cross the line. Look at such strong words. He said you are as unstable. That means if someone has a sexual problem, his problem is not, is what? Instability. It's not stable. That's his problem. Before you pray for him for deliverance, use the word of God to address the instability in his life. So this story was put there in the description. God put this story there for everybody so that you can learn. Don't allow your destiny to be eroded because of recklessness. There are some of those moments your brain will be touching. Wires will be connecting. Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to misbehave. It's not that you want to sin, you just want to misbehave. Okay. So when you are there, collect church key, come and be rolling here, or be put stones on the floor, sharp stones, and use your knees until the whatever is worrying you or call the prayer warriors in church. Say you want to come and join their team and be praying for deliverance. There are some of those evil days when they come. It can be very bad if you are alone. So you should not be alone. It's not spiritual for you not to have accountability. It's not spirit. It's not a sign that you have gotten to a dimension. There's no dimension. You have problem. Onishoro. And that you are a prophet doesn't mean all your friends must be prophet. Because most of, a lot of prophets don't have, they don't have sense. So you need people like Pastor Lamde that can say, but have you thought about it like this? They will just calm your head down. Not that, I saw dimension. You too, I saw Potter. It was dimension somebody saw. Till he, they told him he will not exist. He went to the cloud nine. I never came back. Let's read 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Let's look at Reuben again. Now, later in life, Prophet Moses came up. Huh? But I dare say to you that maybe Moses was not as anointed as Brother Israel. That curse was an everlasting curse. But what Moses did was to lighten it. He didn't remove it. Do you remember the prayer of Moses? What was the prayer of Israel? He said, "You shall not excel." Huh? That's perpetual. It's called perpetual injunction. When we go to court, bam, they'll give you. Bam. That's what you'll be running with for the rest of your life. Anywhere you go, you say, they say, "Hey, perpetual injunction. Don't touch it too." Moses came. He could not lift it, but he tried to reduce it. He said, he just tried, because what happened to that boy's lineage? They started dying young. People didn't live long again. So he that say, "I love him, I love him, I'm going to my life." He say, hey. They know they live long, dear. Oh. This love go clear for your eye, you. Say, "I love him. He's the one. Hey. Then when you refuse to listen, your father will send people to come and kidnap you to another place. Because this one will bring shame to us. These people don't live long. Every other tribe knows that they are under a curse. So Moses could not completely reverse it, but he tried to lighten it. He said, "Let Reuben live and not die." Ah. Do you have that scripture? Maybe we should read that one first. "Let Reuben live." Where is that? Are you here? You know, I promise you people the message will be good. Are you seeing this one? You people love it, Abby. It's not my fault, too. Sincerely, sometimes I normally plan to do you people correcting, but Deuteronomy 33. Deuteronomy 33, verse 6. Look at Moses. Moses was about to die. He was blessing them. And he looked at this generation. He said, "Let Reuben live." So what happened was that even though they were marrying, they were having children, they were dying young. So among their brethren, they were the least. You could not appoint leaders. You could not train them. They were not useful because you don't know when they will die. They just develop all kind of strange sicknesses. They die. They go to war. They don't come back. This curse was revoked. I mean, Moses reversed the premature death. But Reuben did not regain his birthright. Please, are you with me? Now, in this kind of a covenanted family, if you are the one with the birthright, it means a lot. That means in a meeting, nobody will sit down until you get there. They can be talking until the son, the last boy of the family. I'm talking about from Enugu now. He's coming from Lagos. They will be planning. We will bring down this old building. We will build down here. We will buy 70 bags of cement. We will do this thing. When they would be planning. When the real son, the one with money, when he parks his Jeep outside. And we have been discussing before you came. So now we are looking at it. He said, okay. That's okay. I give you 100 million. So that's the end of the meeting. All the other things planned. He doesn't have time for meetings. So just give me the figure. So that's the son of inheritance. The one that can make decision. Not planning. You know, some people are ever planning. I want to go to school. I want to learn this thing. They are always planning. Never doing. That's not you. For those of you that are working in banks and very busy places, if you are waiting for your organization to tell you to develop yourself, you are waiting for them. Do you know, MJ? You know, when I don't know how they do it now. Way back in First Bank, Oshonik, they will put us under a lot of pressure in the office. Then during appraisal, they will ask us, what training did you take this year? They say they do. They will ask you which training like that you were recommended for by the company did you participate in. Then they will ask you, which one did you undertake yourself? I don't know if they asked that other one. They used to ask that one. You have everything on the portal. Uh-huh. So those ones, are they the ones recommended by organization?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But in my own time, we will have this one. Then below it, we'll have another section where they will say, oh, which one did you undertake by yourself and you funded by yourself? They wanted to see your interest in what? Personal development. So for those of you that say, oh, Pastor, I'm so busy, sir. If you really need to see what I'm going through, what? What are you going through? I give you a query now. What do you mean? What are you going through? Do you think your organization loves you like that? When they use you and dump you by the street, how long will it take you to get back on your feet? You want to work and die there. Now, when they now dump you on the street, how long will it take you to find your feet? I'm so busy. In fact, Yoko Sibe. See that. When they wire you mail now, you sit tight. This family was dying, laying waste. Do you know that sometimes dying may not have to do with actually dying? You are just like a walking corpse. Nothing is happening in your life. I told you guys, I said they brought an entire family of 1, 2, 3, 6 children, grown children, the oldest being 48. The youngest being also over 40. All the way from the east. Because they had a family curse that was destroying them. Destroying the family. If you are married, you must separate from your husband. Then those who are not married cannot marry. No jobs, no nothing. The one that brought masters from UK could not work with it. So if you think it's about UK masters, just be praying that your village people will not wake up. They came here, sat in the service. But the Lord told me, he said the problem is their name. I don't understand Igbo language. I told them, I said the Lord said the problem is rooted in your family name. The Lord said your family name is a name that belongs to a deity. Then they looked at themselves. So I was going to ask them, some of them did not even though they are speaking, they don't even know the meaning of their name. You now, do you know the meaning of your name? I say, I'm Adesanya, I'm Miss Adesanya. Do you know the meaning of you are just carrying name up and down. Do you know the meaning of Adesanya? You say, Adesanya, Adesanya, I'm throwing your hands up and down. The name of that family belonged to a deity in that land that nobody worships again. So nobody had record. So that family was consecrated to that deity. Now, all of them are grown up, they've gone to school, but they are not serving Christ. They are not Christians per se. Just one or two of them are Christians. See the entire lineage afflicted. Alive, but dead. Today, whatever mystery is shielded from you will be released. Because when you know what is hidden, you will know how to pray. I don't believe in everlasting deliverance and whatever. Once God shows us where the problem is, we should be able to address it and move on. Don't bring a child into this world to come and be fighting unnecessary battles. Now, let's go back to that final scripture. First Chronicles 5. And like I always tell you, the strength of the law is sin. If there's a problem somewhere and you also decide to establish that by living a consistently sinful life, if you like, join next level or join anything, you will not be free. Because if you like, come here now and talk, be shouting, amen, 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 amen. The strength of the law is what? Is sin. Sin is not everybody's mate. Eh? This thing we are talking about is what sent all of us to where we are now. Eh? With Adam and Eve. Whatever it is that they ate that day. Adam saw God with his eyes. Yet he fell. Eve fellowshiped with God in the evening. They did not survive. And you are playing with sin. Say, we are just catching crews. I know you may be in Lagos and not hear this kind of message for 1 year, but just manage me. Eh? Manage me for today. Next week, I promise you, I'll preach a fantastic message. Give me 1 Chronicles 5. Now the sons of Reuben. Uh-huh. Look at, please pay attention to the tenses. The sons of Reuben, what's the next word there? The firstborn of what? Look at that next statement. He was what? Indeed. He was indeed. He was indeed. Ah, he was. Pastors, he was indeed. The Bible did not discount the fact that they recognized him. Oshubu, he fell. He was indeed the firstborn. But because there is a reason that heavens will reject a man. There is a reason. God is not wicked. There is a reason. You have to be careful. He was indeed. That means he was by birth the legitimate inheritor of the Abrahamic covenant. He was indeed. He was, but he was rejected. Ah. God will say, God forbid. He said, because he defiled, he dishonored. Just because his demand is not there, doesn't mean that you have the right. Your friend came to your house and you took your friend to your father's room. As your friend also taking you to his own father's room? No regard. You took your friend to your father's room and he told him, sit on the bed, let me get you some water. No regard. It's not until you take a girl there. No regard. There are some items that you know in your house, these things belong to your dad. Nobody touches it. Your friend goes there, don't talk. You to say, hey, you will not feel it. Feel it. It's very expensive. My dad got it. Who needs your history lessons? My dad got it from Chicago. No, he likes all those things. All those artwork. Eh? No regard. They look small to you. These are things that if your dad was on seat watching TV, you cannot go there and touch those things. You wanted to show off. There was a king that brought people from Babylon. He was now showing them, look at the things we have. Look at the weapons we have. We have shields of gold. We've just made an investment of $300 billion. We just acquired warships from Russia. This one is from China. You know, we are people of covenant. You see, this. And God was looking at, who is that person? Say, he's the king. They say, hey. Remove him. God was offended at, excuse me. Whatever you put in your store that you are showing off, does it bother God? But look at how God took the matter. It's as if God was, what is this? Are these the things defending you? Or am I the one defending you?
He said, we just acquired 500 acres of land by the grace of God. I'm going to build a university here. We're going to have students from all over the world. See, when I got the land, when I started this job.
Sir, sorry, Michael, I don't know, I'm hearing a strange sound. Who is that? Says Gwinga. Say, eh? When Gwinga started, he said he has a new friend that is teaching him work. Hey! Let's go and see. Say he was indeed the firstborn. No argument, no doubt.
see that, but there was something that boy did. Do you know that Reuben was the one that protected Joseph from being killed? But it was not enough. Look at that good work he did. Just 5 minutes of madness with your father, you are eyeing your father's babe. But you know, Baba is old. It's people like us, we should collaborate more. You are jacking your father's babe. He did not look at your level. There are things you do that nature will not be kind to. Those who have the power to hurt you will not keep quiet. Put up that scripture. He said he was indeed the firstborn. Are you blessed today? He said, but because. So that means it was not the devil. It was not God. The brother made a decision that made the heavens turn back. By right, nobody was arguing about who we inherit. But he did something. And they say, he's not qualified. When the heavens decided, Reuben did not hear anything. Nobody made noise on earth. But the heavens had rejected him. But he didn't know. He didn't know. That's the problem. When they decide, you will not know. That's the problem. When they decide, you will not know. You'll be here feeling cool, speaking through your nose. So when I sing from here. I don't sing from here. I take the note from here. Sing from my nose. The heavens have rejected you. Oh, my God. He said his birthright was given to who? The sons of Joseph. The son of Israel. Excuse me. What number was Joseph? 11. You know, I used to tell you guys that the child carrying the seed of inheritance is not necessarily the first child. Have you heard me say it before? Hey, have you heard me say it before? It's not necessarily. This is a classical example of how the boy was rejected and the thing passed over everybody that meant to kill Joseph. He passed over them. He passed over them. And went to the 11th child. Be careful. Actions can have very severe consequences. Very severe. Emphasis on severe. Be very careful. If a child is kept in your care, and they say take care of her, the meaning of take care of her is that you cannot take advantage of her by reason of any kind of closeness. You can train her, send her to school, empower her. Taking care of her does not include marrying her. Even if you would want to do it righteously. The mother brought the child and said, "You are the, let me take care of her." Taking care of her does not involve preparing her to be your wife. After all, you have labored and it's time to reap. People don't know anything. People cross lines, gray lines. They don't know. Put up that scripture. The Lord will visit us. The first key to deliverance is repentance. Not Holy Ghost fire. You, even in your dream, you scream Holy Ghost fire recklessly. I am here to tell you, the first key to deliverance is what? Repentance. And when you want to repent, don't go to God and say, God, whatever sin I've committed, both known and unknown, you forgive. Oh God, what did you do? What did you do? I prayed for a lady recently from one far country. While I was ministering to her, the Lord said I should stop. And the Lord told me to ask her certain questions like the one that affected Reuben. And she started saying, "It's true, sir. It's true, sir." When I look at the young face telling me it is true, you cannot imagine it. You cannot imagine it. Don't think you know anybody. It's the person that God revealed to you that you know. You don't know anybody. You see, this face can lie. The Bible says his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. Which means when they make reference to Abraham's generation, Reuben has to be skipped. As if they are not part. Even though they are part. But the heavens did not forget. Because Reuben did not truly repent. It was the elders like Moses. People coming and trying to say, one of us is sick now. We cannot be looking. We cannot be watching. Akadaya. Reuben himself. He says, Ayomo. His destiny. When I went to mosque 5 years ago, they say, the Alpha will say, whatever will be, will be. That's what they preached to me throughout. Whatever will be, will be. It's what you come to this world with. That, Esa, I cannot follow you. I follow Jesus. I know they come here again. Whatever will be, like how? No. My great-grandfather killed a man in Ondo Town, buried him. You say whatever will be, hey. I beg. Would they say Jesus? I beg, I follow you. I follow you. I know they follow this one again. Whatever will be, bawo. Now, me kill him. There's nothing as painful as when you are all standing. You know, it's like you are standing. 6 children. And then your father say, you, go out. You are not my child. Hey, do you understand the weight of that? He's about to speak a blessing. And then he say, Reuben, go out. You are not part of us. Firstborn. Go out. Or even at the office, there's a decision to be made. Say, you, the matter concerns you, go out. And they do like this. That means your case is about to be decided. That was what 1 Chronicles 5 meant. That when the genealogy is listed, they do not follow the normal order again. Because of what one person did. And it affected his children. They became very small. They were no longer dying. But they did not recover that birthright. So, it should be a blessing, and this is the matter before us. Your being in Christ at an early age should have some benefits for your children. Your decision to know Christ now should favor the generations coming through you. Instead of you fluffing and dancing up and down like someone that has no destiny, is it not better for you to seek the Lord while he may be found? And then tell God, stop this curse. Start the blessing. I represent the third and the fourth generation. I will not proceed with this curse in my bloodline. Spiritually, you are okay. Spiritually, you are seeking God. You are speaking in tongues. But the other side of you, the Jacob side of you, the Israel side of you may have covenant, but the Jacob side of you, that there's something there that is pulling you back. You need to take 2 months, take 3 months. Pray through. The same way Pastor Ayo will come here and say, I saw something, but I've prayed for you. Same way. Reuben had no control. He's the oldest. You can't talk to him. The Baba self has cost him and died. What else can you do to me? He didn't seek for salvation. He went to church, join workers. Instead of him to settle down and go for discipleship class and learn how to be free. If you like, go and buy data and join all the programs online every morning. All. Until you confess and repent, you will not be free. Reuben. The prayer saved his life, but didn't reverse the curse. He still lost the birthright. Now, there are some of you that are listening to me. The matter did not concern you directly. It concerned your parents. They were the ones that on the edge of that decision, and it did not favor them. And you were born into that family, and you found that things were not really working out quite well. Today, I prophesy, by the hand of God, the doors of freedom will open, and you will walk out. If in your family, people don't live beyond a particular age, because you are here today, and by the mercy of our God, long life is now your portion. If you come from a family where people do well until they get to a particular age, so from today, you are not without inheritance. Rise on your feet, let's pray. From today, you will not be without help.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Nobody will put a question mark on your origin again. The gates of nations are opened again.
Amen.
The barriers are removed.
Amen.
You are enough. Are you blessed this morning?
Yeah.
Please turn to your neighbor and say to them, neighbor, stay away from sin. Please tell your neighbor,
neighbor,
it pays to serve Jesus. Follow him with all your heart. Serve him with all your heart. Hallelujah. God will not owe any man. I have also made the same decision. Will the journey be easy? No. But will he give us grace?
Yes.
My prayer is that the Lord will look upon this assembly and find worthy men and women. That the least of us will be like David, mighty and strong. That our children will be like plants growing in the presence of the Lord. They will not be wayward. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, you are blessed. I say you are blessed. Everything you touch is blessed.
Amen.
Your creativity is awakened.
Amen.
You will never feel less of yourself again.
Amen.
For the glory of the Lord will arise and shine and alight upon you, and you will be desired.
Amen.
Good men will desire you.
Amen.
Good organizations will desire you.
Amen.
You will not have to struggle again. I prophesy, you will not have to struggle again.
Amen.
Let there be a transfer of the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
The power to get wealth.
Amen.
I speak into your life. You will never be the same again.
Amen.
You will touch millions.
Amen.
You will touch tens of millions.
Amen.
You will touch hundreds of millions.
Amen.
You will touch billions.
Amen.
It is your destiny to be wealthy.
Amen.
Therefore, the gates are opened.
Amen.
It is settled.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Can we appreciate the Lord? God, do we appreciate Pastor Lamide for blessing us this morning? And his lovely wife, Pastor Adonla. Amen. So, you will give us another date so that day you preach two services. So, because this one, he just came to greet us. This repentance is not the one we do today. You say, God, I'm sorry. You will go to your father and prostrate and humble yourself. I have sinned against the heaven and you. Is that not what the prodigal son said? I have sinned against the heavens. That means what I did when I left you, the heavens also rejected me. And I know. People are playing games. Oh. The heavens that God said in the book of Deuteronomy that were given the right, heavens and earth, to record details. So I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. This sky is a recording agent. This earth, you say nobody saw you. Really? Really? Nobody? The earth you were stepping on, when you shut that door, they wrote the date and the time. The heavens, you say you closed the door. You say the roof is very secure. The heavens were looking at you. Today, whoever has failed, there's restoration for you. Every time Israel repented, God released prosperity on them. Therefore, go and prosper. The devourer is rebuked for your sake.
Amen.
Your wives will begin to do well. Your husbands will begin to do well. Your children will be healthy. In the name of Jesus. Your businesses are blessed. No more devourers. No more cankerworm. No more caterpillars. No more cockroaches. Whatever is touching your business, taking away your profit, making you to ask, today the Lord rebukes it. Begin to expand to the left. Begin to expand to the right. Go forward. March forward. Take territories. Take nations. Become great. Become great. Until you become very great. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.